I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Coming up, believers persevere in Haiti with the help of Christ-Centered Radio. Then later, a freedom ministry cares for India's societal outcasts. We'll explain what's happening in just a few moments. We'll begin today in Haiti, where fuel tanks are dried up more often than not. There's no question, Haiti is in a fuel crisis. Violent gangs have taken over the ports where fuel comes in. On the black market in Port-au-Prince, a gallon of gasoline costs around $30 US. And adding to national instability, an earthquake on Tuesday and flooding displaced 13,000 Haitians and killed 50. We spoke with Kate Michelle from Radio 4VEH, a ministry partner of Transworld Radio. She says the fuel crisis in Haiti is a vicious cycle.
For many organizations, that meant their source of electricity was no longer available. Many of us have to use generators to operate. So things like hospitals, schools were closing down because they couldn't function without fuel.
4VEH operates out of northern Haiti, far from Port-au-Prince. They praise God for continued radio ministry opportunities and the gospel changing lives. One program features live midday prayer where Haitians can call or message prayer requests. Please pray with the Haitians.
I've seen people pray for their country before, but I've never seen people pray like Haitians pray for Haiti. And so they're looking to God to meet their daily needs, to provide comfort, to heal, and to intervene in Haiti and to do what only He can do.
Meanwhile, over 300 people have been executed in Iran so far this year. That's up 76% from the same time last year. A lot of it is due to government crackdown on protesters. Amnesty International and other watchdog groups have called out Iran's gross violations of human rights, which include torturing prisoners, forced confessions, and denying the right to a fair trial. Denise Godwin with International Media Ministry says,
they use certain phrases and call them criminals. You can be a criminal for not being dressed properly. You can be in the wrong place at the wrong time and in a protest situation, and they just gather up everyone and call them criminals.
IMM uses biblical media to encourage believers around the world, including Farsi speakers in Iran.
In the next week, we're going to be releasing a short social media piece that asks the question, what is worth risking your life for? And we are asking this question in the context of Esther's story. What was Esther willing to risk her life for her people?
Pray that IMM's depiction of Esther and the connection to Persian history will point Iranians to the gospel. And we'll end today with good news from India. Set Free Ministries' Dave McIntyre says their partners are celebrating 20 years of ministry this year.
The government of India does make it very difficult for NGOs outside of the country to work with people inside the country. Fortunately, Set Free India is almost 100% self-supporting. They are like the poster child of sustainable ministry.
Set Free India is headquartered in Mizoram State near the Myanmar border.
When you think of India, you think of Hindus and Muslims. Mizoram is 98% Christian. The hill people there were headhunters. They converted to Christianity.
Many in Mizoram claim to know Jesus, but their lives show a different truth.
A lot of people there are Christian in name only. They're Christians because their grandparents went to church and they grew up going to church, but they haven't really connected with their faith, and therefore their prison population is maxed out.
Set Free India disciples the downtrodden, teaching them what it means to have a relationship with Christ. Pray for gospel growth as believers reach out to addicts, prisoners, and orphans.
I was there for 2 weeks and spoke in 6 different churches. Most of the men would just put their heads down and go to sleep. It was indicative of the state of the church there in Mizoram. In total contrast, when you go talk to the addicts and the convicts, they are listening and very eager to hear the word of God.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.